Before we begin, let it be known up front, these two dudes are talking about shit they know nothing about. Also, let it be known, they don't care. They're loud, crazy, over the top. And the other day, one of them squeaked out a fart live on the air. It happens, you know? This is Nothing Else Matters. These two fine gentlemen who've lived life to the fullest and seen all the ups and downs have a lot to say. And although it's a lot of fun, they have their own opinions that are real and raw. And whether there's 5 people listening or 50,000 people listening, you can always rest assured they're being themselves. Oh, and one more note. They like to smoke pot. But who the hell doesn't? You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's roll. They've got friends. They've got enemies. Which will you be today? Nothing Else Matters with your hosts, Matt Pierce and Matt Mondragon.
Take 13 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking nothing was
going
right.
Yeah, hopefully
right
this don't fuck us, dude. Yeah, no.
No, here's the deal, dude. If it happens just one time here real quick, I already am, like, locked and loaded to switch over to the way I was recording in therapy, which won't mess up any of my background stuff. It'll just won't be how I was playing Gears all day. I've been playing Gears of War. I still can't kill a soul, dude, unless I chainsaw.
It's an art. It becomes a skill, but it's an art first.
That's the problem, is I can't shoot. My gun keeps going up. I can't aim on anybody. People jump around too much. Like, why can't people stay still and let me kill them once in a while?
Hey, man, that's part of the game. Yeah, dude, the ball bouncing and shit.
I need Gears of War to be like golf. You know how every day you're out there, you get like that one sweet-ass shot that just keeps you in the game, right? Keep you coming back. Because I'm a real shitty golfer, but I always get like that one shot.
Right now, for you, it's that chainsaw.
I know, but people know it's coming and they run away from you, little fuckers.
Yeah, they don't like it. People don't like it. It's a little cheesy, but until you get your bearings, at least it's something.
Well, it's too hard. The gun comes up. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot to that fucking game. Yeah, but you're already dating yourself because everybody fucking plays Call of Duty and shit, so.
Well, I don't care. I don't play any of those games because I know I'm the old bastard in the room. Like, I think I could probably make $1 billion just watching them streaming and having some assholes watching my old ass try to figure out how to play these games.
Yeah, dude, that'd be the next thing. Let's start doing Twitch.
I have a Twitch account.
Yeah, I'm not good, though, because you saw our game chat.
I used to Twitch the podcast. I used to put the podcast up on Twitch.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, you guys in your game chat, what the hell is that? Texting?
Schoolyard girls. What's that? Oh,
can you get kicked off? Will they get you in trouble on there?
Oh, yeah, you can, dude. If you post something like to the message for all to see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But people can just fucking report you for anything, though. I'm just like anywhere else. Yeah, one time, because we would talk shit on there playing too, and well, people would, you know, other teams would too, so we would back. And one time we went to play, and Justin's like, it's not letting me load in. I'm like, what the fuck? Whoa, what's going on? Just a little research, can't figure it out, his internet, all this shit. Finally he goes to his messages and there's a message from Xbox. His son got pissed at him, dude, for disciplining him. And no, he reported him and got him fucking banned for like, you know, like a week or whatever.
That's how fucking kids are fucking with their parents these days. They're getting them kicked out so they can't play their online games.
Yeah, dude, that's a new one. That's for like our generation, I think.
No Zelda for you today, Dad. Your shit's cut off. Jesus Christ.
Oh shit.
I'm so old. I told a kid, man, I'm starting to get excited about weird shit now these days, man. Let me tell you how excited I got about this thing called a planer, like a wood planer. I got it from Home Depot the other today in the mail. Dude, that was as hot as any strip club I went to when I was younger. Like, I got that same, like, woo, excited. Spent the same kind of money as I would at a strip club. Like, it's the exact same feeling, dude. I was, like, all worked up, like, hot shit with my sweatpants. Like, it's going to be a little weird, but still, you know.
Yeah, I should have. Get that thin material.
Yeah. Get my full, hey, I want my full $35 lap dance worth. That's exactly how I felt about this power tool today.
Dude, that's called getting old.
Yeah, dude. I'm out there organizing my shed and shit. I'm thinking about how I'm going to prep the yard for next year. Like, you know, because I, like, oh man, in the fall, I got to make sure I put down the seed, the right seed, so I get just that grass I want. I'm like, oh man. But I am going to be hip Saturday. Saturday, we're going to Pride. So.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
I was going to go to I was going to go to Pride / Juneteenth up in Akron tomorrow and really just knock them all out in one swoop.
Just hit, slash hit all. What?
Pride / Juneteenth is tomorrow up in Akron.
Oh.
And I was just going to hit cover all my bases in one day.
I mean, I guess why not?
Like, just let everyone know I love them. I am everybody's people, and you are all my people.
Yeah, that's all how it should day. Be.
But, you know, it's a 2-hour drive, and I haven't been responsible, so. I've been running my mouth all here. How you been doing?
Oh, you're good. No, you're good. I've been good, man. Just the same old, just living the dream, taking care of kids, you know. But yeah, nothing too exciting, honestly, dude. Nothing like that. Shit, I don't have time to even think about anything like that. Although out here in Montana, I don't think the Pride scene's all that big.
No, you're not. There's not a big parade downtown there. Is Bozeman? Is that the big city in Montana?
No. I'm in Billings.
Oh, Billings. That's, I knew Bozeman's it was a B big. One. Right, but are they both in Montana?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I know geography. Like, well, look at me go.
Probably more than I do, dude.
My 7th grade science teacher would be so proud of me right now. Miss Girl, look, you said I never amount to anything. I know 2 cities in Montana, and it's 30 fucking years later. Watch out.
Shit. Some shit, man. I don't know.
We got P. Diddy out here. I tried to talk to you about this, but you know my recording kept fucking up. But yeah, we got P. Diddy out there. I don't even know what he's really accused of outside of, you know, forcefully taking himself apart. Was he beating up somebody or did he rape somebody? Was it both?
Well, there's a video. Why he's giving it back? There's a video of him beating up his, I guess, girlfriend, I guess, at the time. And so nothing happened. There was no criminal charges. Somehow the video surfaced now, of course, when all these allegations and shit are coming out.
But there aren't criminal charges now?
That's what made him return the key. What's that?
But isn't there criminal charges now? Isn't that why Diddy's on the run?
Not that I'm.
Or is Diddy not on the run anymore?
No, he's not on the run. Why would he?
No, I thought he left the country.
He's around, dude.
No, I thought Diddy left the country. That was old news, dude. Dude, I'm an old man. I get old news. Oh, Diddy's back, huh?
That's what I think he should. You know, dress up as the Joker. Have you seen him do that?
Yeah,
when he did that?
And then that new Houdini video.
No. Him, like, you never seen that video of him like a few Halloweens ago?
No.
He's like dressed up as the Joker and it's just like he's, I don't know where he's at. He's like on the street, but he's like beefing with somebody in the street and he's dressed up as Joker and he's like full on doing the act and everything, like talking like him, like the Heath Ledger Joker.
I'm everything. Up right now.
And he's like beefing with the guy, like literally fighting. You should find it. But that's what he should do to take that key back when you dress up and go.
Oh, shit. And just have him out there.
I mean, he was in full character. Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, dude, we gotta watch this. Let me pull this.
Yeah, watch it, dude. Watch it. Fucking, it just makes you think of him even more. Like, what the fuck is going on in this guy's head? Like,
See, I've learned to cue it up first. I'm an all pro now, buddy.
Hell yeah. I know once we'll get prepared at some point.
No. No.
What's funny is the other weeks I had all kinds of shit lined up and we never even got to them because we just were bullshitting about whatever.
That's what I'm best at. That's what I'm really in my element.
Well, I, like I said, you didn't have nothing lined up, dude. We're going to get weird. You know that. Fucking let's get...
Should have, you know, we should have done called your conspiracy, but that's what you should have done.
Yeah, I know we will. We got to send him a mic and then we'll do it.
If we can get him on here. Oh, yeah. I'm down to talk some conspiracies.
Well, dude, there's
locked
plenty.
And loaded, buddy.
There is plenty.
Like the conspiracy how I can't kill these fuckers on Gears of War. Dude, pissing me off so bad. Dude, what did I just see? I actually did. I lied to you. I did. I was all prepped here.
Were you really?
I did. Hold on. Did I get rid of it? Dude, I came so prepared. Maybe I lost it. Maybe I reset my computer. I was, because I had like 6 different web pages open. Oh, yeah, because I was looking up conspiracy theories right before we got on here.
Oh.
Dude, you know how many pages, by the way, you can go on here and look at conspiracy? Like, it's a love story. Why can't Republicans just say yes? It's a story about Kelsey and old T-Swivel.
Mm-hmm.
And how I bet they're, like, helping the Dems, trying to take over the world, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Dude, I found... Do not Google conspiracy theories unless you want to come into some shit. QAnon, it's getting wild again.
I thought that's still around. I thought that was
gone. Oh, dude, I have been down some rabbit holes preparing for this day, buddy.
Well, it's the wrong time. Just kidding. I could talk all day about that type of shit.
About what kind of shit?
Actually, you need to get on the Democrats. I want to know, like, because I'm not in that world. I want to see their thing. I know that they came out and said that all the videos of Biden just getting lost on stage and shit are fake. Deep fakes. That's what they came out and said. Even though it's just a straight up video of him on stage. And Obama leading him off.
Like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. I didn't see that, but I heard about that. Obama walked him off.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even know where the fuck he's at, dude. I did see a thing, though. They were like, what about Trump? He had to be helped off the stage, and they show him like holding someone's hand. And then I saw like the actual video. He's shaking his son's hand while he's down on the stage. He just shakes his hand and then walks off on his own. But they're like, look, he's being helped too.
Oh, so now you're one of those people where you saw the real video. You're becoming one of those hard rights. Next week behind you, you're going to have some fucking guns up behind you. Talking about how, like, it's going to get wild. I already see it happening now. You're already making the change. Slowly but surely. I've seen the real picture.
See, you're part of the problem. You already think conservatives are... If it's not real, it's all a conspiracy theory. It's all fake.
You're going to have some fucking like Second Amendment shirt on about if they try to take my guns, they better be willing to whatever it's going to fucking say.
Dude, you don't think that exists?
No, I know it exists. That's what I'm saying.
My boy, he had the Don't Tread on Me, which is very, very much in that realm. But out here, like, you go to the sporting goods store, like, they're all around. Like, do you know what you're wearing? Like, no.
Here's what I learned the other day on Amazon. You can find anything, any kind of anything. We found swinger shirts, like the upside down pineapples, like, on Amazon. I know because we bought them. Like, so... Like, I know on Amazon, you could find anything is on there, dude. Because My shirt says ready for some shit.
Are you gonna wear your shirts to the pride?
That's exactly why we got them. Yeah, my shirt has an upside down pineapple and it just says ready for some shenanigans. And then there's another one that has an upside down pineapple that I want that just says daddy on it. And then Kim's just got one that just has a nice pineapple on it. We're going to wear that. That's what we're wearing to Pride on Saturday. Because we're going ready to party.
I was going to say. So you're wearing the daddy one?
You know? You just never know what's going to happen until it happens. Saturday's going to be.
Or are you going to wear it to the Juneteenth?
Well, if we go up tomorrow, I could cover all my bases. I got everything. Oh, every shit. Flavor, every everything is right there.
For real?
Have you seen on TikTok or Omar's Instagram, Kim sent me I was talking about my upside down pineapple things. I started to think about these pictures I saw on TikTok of you ever see the things where it's like white guys with their second black wife, their second wife who's black? And like they're like the pictures, like the guy when he's with his first wife, right, who's white, he's like, I mean, mayonnaise could be like boring. I'm talking like boring, like tucked in polo shirt and a polo pant guy. But then he marries like a black girl next, and you're like, you see like 3 years later he's got like dreads and like hair extensions, and it's the most priceless shit I ever saw.
Dude, I could see getting some flavor, but dreads.
Dude, I gotta send you. I'm gonna have Kim send them to me. This is why we need a YouTuber. I mean, a searcher produced for us.
For real, dude, we do.
I told Kim. I'm telling you, we could have Kim or Jordan. Because I learned that I can invite people on here as a producer.
Oh, okay.
And so, if I understood it right, I can invite them on. As a producer, is this how I just give all the background details? Everyone's going to be on the inside. We give what's that called? Break the fourth wall.
Yeah.
We're letting everybody
all the insights.
Yeah. So I don't have to like YouTube everything. I can see if one of them want to do it. I bet you Kim and Kimby. And like, I could invite them as a producer and then they could share their screen for us. And as we're talking about shit, they can pop it up on the screen for us.
Good. Yeah, well, that, dude, let's figure it out.
Or they could, like, drop in, like, hey, fuckers, what do you guys think about this? Yeah. We'd be like, yeah, we hate stupid cows.
Fucking yeah, exactly.
Meat-producing sons of bitches. Fucking hate them, cows. I'm telling Kim, send me pics of second black wife. That sounds so bad. That's probably that's not a clip TikTok's gonna let go.
No.
I mean, they should. What's wrong with second black wives? I'll say TikTok's racist if they don't let that go through.
Well, I'm sure they're.
If they don't let that clip go, they're absolutely racist, and no one's ever gonna change my mind.
Agreed. 100%.
So
you think
today.
They're gonna actual debate next week?
Or supposed yeah, to? They will, but it's gonna be fucking pointless. None of these debates are gonna be anything because it's, you know, they're gonna pump Biden up with a bunch of horse tranquilizers. You know, it's basically what they do, right? And they fucking get him up there like he's a fucking NFL football player taking a shot to the knee before a big game because he wants to make it. Coach, I got to get that fucking bonus. I got to play this game, right? Shoot me up. They fucking shoot him up.
And then, I'm waiting for someone to do the Billy Bob moment and say, if you shoot him up with that, I'm out of here. Get that needle away from him.
Where's fucking Barack when we need him? Come here and save him.
From what I understand, again, the conspiracy rabble is Obama's just going to be in his ear and he's just going to spout everything he says.
No, they're going to. Once they juice Joe up, Joe's good. He gets that little. I'm telling you, look at him at the last election. I think I just went through puberty on the air. My whole voice just changed. But no, you look at him at the last election, right?
Mm-hmm.
The debates they had then. When they shot old Juice Joe up right there, man, he came out swinging. He was really good on the debates. So they're just going to go. They'll juice him up. That's why they're only doing two, because old Joe's heart can't handle much more than that. They juice him up for, two good debates. He'll get in there. But it's not going to matter because Trump's going to blow him out because the Democrats have handled this election so poorly.
Dude. Dude, they got plenty of endorsements, though. Holy hell. Have you seen that? You can look up the list. Now, look up the list of celebrities that endorse Republicans to Democrats. It's insane.
That shit doesn't matter, because here's why.
It's crazy.
The people who matter are the people who vote, and those are the Trumpers are the ones. I mean, yeah, sure, like a handful of celebrities vote, but that don't mean shit. Like,
well, no.
The normal Democrats I know, they don't vote because they're too busy fucking... I don't know, weaving baskets or something, but occupying Seattle or whatever. But
so then how did they win last time?
Well, I don't know. Well, Joe was better. Joe was better. But there's just no way. I'm telling you, because the way the worst thing they could have done is took him to court. Then they make him a felon, which just gives him more street cred.
Yep. Now rappers are endorsing Trump. Yeah. He has more rappers endorsing him than anyone else now. He is a felon. Yeah.
Now Marky Mark's coming out, right? And Marky Mark's like, Donald Trump's my guy. He's got street cred. Us rappers got to stick together.
Yeah, fair.
The street's tough.
I mean, he survived his whole thing. You heard about him, right?
Uh-uh.
When he was younger?
No.
He almost beat a dude to death. And of course they made it like a whole thing because I think the guy was of a different race. I don't even know which.
Oh, so that means it had to be racial.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he did like almost beat him to death with something though. And like, I mean, I think he did make it racial somehow. I don't know if he said something, but whatever. It was the early 90s. I think it was back before he was even Marky Mark. So...
I was kind of born Marky Mark, right?
I mean, he is Marky Mark.
Anyways, go ahead with your story.
No, I mean, that was it. I just feel like, I mean, he's as rich as ever. And
he's soaring high.
Mm-hmm. They never Me Too'd him when all that shit went down. They were all cool with it.
Yeah, that's because he's Marky Mark.
And the Celtics just won the championship, so Marky Mark is in the business.
Man. That guy, we are all in the Marky Mark business right now, basically, is what you're saying. The world is Marky Mark's oyster.
Well, yeah, shit, I wish, dude. Fucker's so rich.
He's living a good life. But who would you rather, here's a good one. Who would you rather be, right? Marky Mark or Joe Rogan?
I mean, I don't know. That's a weird question.
I'm just saying, right? Let's say you get hit by a bus today. Okay? Mm-hmm. Splat. You're running. You're jogging down through Billings, right? Because you really want to get – you're in a hurry to get to Pride. All of a sudden, bus runs a red light, hits you. All of a sudden, you're a little
– spirit, Matt.
And they're like – you could choose one of these bodies to take over. You're like, and they're like, Marky Mark.
TH comes and he's like, where do you want to go?
And it's like, your energy, you got to keep expanding. So do you want to go to Marky Mark or Joe Rogan?
Just now, at their current age, you're just them now?
You're just them now. You're just dropping in. That's the thing is you didn't even have to go through the hard work. You just get to enjoy the spoils.
I mean, they're both equally rich. So that's
model wife. Model yeah. wife. You still got kids either way. So
yeah. Yeah, there's kids.
I mean, but I mean,
I guess I could send my I guess ex-wife since I'm dead. I died. I guess I can send her some of my money.
Just randomly send them checks.
Or just just divorce their wives and
yeah,
still take care of their kids and everything, but just marry my we're rich now, baby. I'm about 20 years older, and but we're. I mean, that's the question. Either do you want to age 20 years, but you get $20 million? Like, okay,
$20 million. It's like hundreds of millions.
Oh well, fuck yeah. But I just meant like in general. There's
yeah, a question. But here's the deal, Marky Mark. They take care. They both take care of their bodies. They both do all that hike, like. Cold blast. They do all that random shit. Oh, I mean, man. It's probably going to stop once I get in there. But I mean, I feel like I'm off to a good start. So that's going to give me a nice little like runway to fuck shit up the body starts deteriorating.
Or you just, for sure, you're Marky Mark. And then you just, your very first next role is one where you just have to gain a bunch of weight and play a fat guy like they all do.
Listen, I really wanted to take on this role. They said I could wear a fat suit, but I was like, nope. I'm putting on this 400 pounds in 3 months because that's the actor in me. I had to take this shit personal.
It's dedication, man.
That's all right. Fucking, I take it to the limit.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I think I'm dropping in Joe Rogan's body, man. Because here's why. I get to be a stand-up, which is like probably one of my lifelong dreams.
Yep.
So I get to knock that one out. Either way, I'm married to a model. Here's the deal. I'm probably going to divorce her because she's going to get sick of me because I'm like, she married Joe Rogan, but she doesn't know that she's getting Matt Pearce and Joe Rogan's body. She's going to be real disappointed real quick.
Well, now is a good time. You just signed that new Spotify deal, at least. How bad you are.
I hope I got a prenup. That's
all. Yeah, I hope I got a prenup.
That's the first.
Dive into this a little more.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just going to wake up my first day. You know, it's going to be a perfect day. She's going to think everything's great. And I'm suddenly going to call my lawyer once I figure out his number. And be like, hey, random question.
Yeah, I had a rough night drinking last night.
Do I have a prenup here? Just wondering.
Yeah, just curious.
And if so, what's it going to cost me if things don't work out? Asking for a friend. I'm with you, though.
For sure, for me, it's Rogan. Obviously, look at this bullshit we're doing.
You don't know.
Everybody wants to be Rogan, I think, if they're fucking sitting here doing this.
That's true. If you're here, you're probably... Yeah, if you're doing a podcast on some level, you're doing it. Rogan, you had something to do with that.
I mean, I feel like it.
Oh, here's a one. I got another one. Would you... Okay. Let's say you walk out your front door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get hit by lightning. Random thing.
On the way to the Pride.
On the way to the Pride Parade. Because you're juiced up, right? Yeah, so you're just like, your electricity is drawn to you. You're so pumped to go to Pride. Right? That's how pumped up you are right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're pumped up. You're excited to go to Pride. But you get hit by electricity and you die. Okay. Would you rather be Margot Robbie or Oprah Winfrey? Because I feel like that's the most.
I don't know if I can answer that, honestly.
Well, so now you have boundaries.
Mirror, is there a mirror, like, with me? So
I... Now you have boundaries.
Oh, shit. I'm good on Oprah.
No, see, I think I'm totally being Oprah because I don't have to worry about getting railed anymore. Like, my life. Just being honest. I think that's just going to be it for me. Like, oh, I mean, sure, be a Margot Robbie, be great. Like, oh, look, I played Barbie. Look at me. Right? Super feminist. Right? But then I'm like, but every single guy is trying to stab her. Not OJ style either. Like, Ron Jeremy style. That's not happening with Oprah.
You are right. If you're Oprah, you're good.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh, that's good shit.
You're welcome.
Oh fuck, I can't. What the hell was I gonna ask you? Oh fuck, I don't remember. It'll come back to me.
What, did I fuck it up with my Oprah talk?
No, we're good. Well, yeah, I don't know. Oprah has a lot of crazy shit that people... You want to go down the conspiracy rabbit hole, look at all the shit Oprah is fucking into.
Oh, like what? Let's start me down. Let's learn me something.
Everybody that... Epstein, all of them, she's got pictures with all of them. She's been with all of them.
Well, she had the Oprah show. Everybody's been on that show. Everybody.
It wasn't for the Oprah show.
How do you
It was just like, there's pictures of her with him, and she's on the flight logs, and... There's a bunch of controversy with her when they bought up all that land, and she bought up all that land in Hawaii that all burned and shit.
Well, yeah, didn't she want it for like vacation property or something? And they wouldn't let her buy. No, they wouldn't sell it to her.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden came on fire.
So her and The Rock murdered them all.
Allegedly,
they freaking murdered all those people so they could get some vacation land. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Speaking of him, though, did you see that he's gonna play who's that UFC fighter? I think it's Mark Hunt, The Rock.
Yeah,
they're saying he might win an Oscar for it and shit. Like, he does look just like him. Like, they got some good whatever makeup and prosthetic shit or whatever, dude. He looks just like him. It don't look like The Rock at all.
Yeah, he got hurt though, didn't he? Making that film. Like, he's out injured right now.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, last I heard, maybe like a week ago or so, maybe two, he was, they had to pause production because he got hurt.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I bring all the big news.
I thought he was going to run for president at some point.
Here's what it is. I don't know if you know this, but he was on the Epstein's plane, and he also started a pizza place where some shit was going down.
Allegedly.
No. Here's the thing. Why would you want to be president if you're The Rock? That's just more of a fucking headache than you're ever going to want.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I don't know. But shit, he could win.
No, especially here's the deal. Here's the thing. I think he could win, but not because he's qualified on any level outside of, like, he played a president in, like, a B-roll movie probably or something. But because Americans vote for the popular guy, right?
Yep.
Like, that's the only reason he would win. But, yeah.
Be like
he would win, and great, sure, awesome. But, like, why the fuck would you want to be the president if you're Rock? You probably have more power than the actual president, and you could do what the fuck you want. You don't have people like up your ass 24/7 asking you to make actual real life decisions.
True. But I mean, that's the same. You could say the same thing about Trump too. Why the fuck does he do it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't fucking know why he would want either. That dude had, well, I don't think he had as much money going in as he said he did. And to me, like, the best part of being president is the money you get to make after you're president. Or, you know, if you're Biden, maybe during your presidency.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And Trump. Trump made a killing during his presidency as well. But that's
what I don't even know.
For me, it was Trump was a money thing. It was about the money he was going to make. Oh, yeah.
I thought that, well, didn't he, like, go bankrupt and then became a millionaire again anyways?
When?
And then became, we'd have to look it up. We're idiots. But, yeah, well, he was bankrupt before he was president and then got his millions back before he was president.
Well, I don't know how he doesn't pay anybody. I've watched a couple documentaries on him. Like, he does not pay people. He's like, people, like, tout him as this great businessman, but the only thing he's good at is not paying. I don't understand. Really, the only thing he's good at is getting people to show up to do work when they know they're not going to fucking get paid because he doesn't pay anybody. And he's you're going to be the one I pay. You're it.
Was that your Trump?
Yeah. Did you like that? I've been practicing that just for this show. It's going to be you.
I saw McConaughey. He's like running for some political office in Texas.
That guy actually think would be good for political office. Total opposite, because I actually think he actually knows shit. Not that The Rock's stupid. I just think McConaughey actually pays attention to like what's going on in Texas. So I think he's knowledgeable to what's going on in his state. So I think he'll actually be good.
I mean, I don't know, maybe. I have no clue. I only know him as an actor. I like him as an actor, but I don't know. Who knows? That's part of my whole thing.
I listen to a lot of podcasts with him as guests, and he goes into a lot of other shit that's not anything to do with movies.
You've heard him?
Yeah, he's a pretty sensical guy. Like, he's, I mean, just...
What I saw, he was on The View, and they were trying to... bait him because they straight up that Joy, whatever the hell her name is from The View,
Bayhart.
She straight up, that's her. She straight up baited him and was like, "Do you think that people in Texas are gonna vote for somebody that's anti-gun?" And he's like, "One thing about politics, right there, I'm not answering that. Like, I'm shutting that down right now." Like, yep, there you go. Fall for their bullshit. That's all they want to do is bait everybody into fucking saying something that could be controversial or taken out of context. Like, I don't know, but watch that shit.
They bait every single person that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a joke.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't get like why that's a popular thing.
Because that's what gets you those ad buys, buddy.
The old gotcha. Controversy sells. I fucking feel that.
Like, oh, buy, Cialis. And then, and after that commercial, you got, and Matthew McConaughey says Texans shouldn't have guns on The View.
Yeah.
Fuck. Now you're selling a bunch of boner pills, and everyone hates Matthew McConaughey.
Yep.
Win-win for everybody. No, I don't think anyone can hate Matthew McConaughey.
Nah, dude, I don't know. I like him. But, I mean, who knows? I don't know about his personal politics and shit. That's some other thing. I don't know. A lot of that's a whole thing, too. People, like, boycott movies and whatever. It's separate the art from the artist, man. That's their views. Like, let them have it. Don't mean you got to feel that way.
I said that one time in treatment. You know what I got told? That I was a straight white guy. My opinion didn't matter.
That seems fair.
They were talking about Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling, right? Because J.K. Rowling isn't for like letting minors have like the bottom, like the surgeries to change their bodies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she's a little transphobic, whatever. But all I said was that doesn't mean Harry Potter's like a bad book. Like, even if I disagree with J.K. Rowling, right? Doesn't mean like I just basically said like an ugly artist can make a beautiful painting, right?
100%.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this person told me. They said, "You're a straight white male. Your opinion doesn't matter." And I was like, "Oh fuck! Well, thanks."
Damn. Yeah, I think that's kind of where we're at in general.
And that is the life of eating disorder treatment centers. It's a very lonely place sometimes.
Fucking wild, man.
Just walk in right away like, oh, I'm already the bad guy. No matter what happens, I'm the bad guy.
That's the point, dude. You're already the bad guy before you even opened your mouth. Mine's already made up, dude. And you're like one of the most liberal white guys. That's the funniest.
Oh, it's hilarious because I'm like the most liberal person at my entire job.
Oh, shit.
But somehow, guess what? Like, I have a couple guys I chat with every, you know, almost daily who are, I wouldn't say super conservative, but I would say they're pretty, like, they're right with the rest of the area I live in, right? They fall pretty, like, in line. But guess what, dude? We solved all of we came to, like, a pretty even meeting place, a middle ground, if you may say.
Yeah.
In, like, a half hour of just talking about shit without, like, being like, oh, I'm offended, or, oh, you're an asshole. It's like, oh, no, and this is why I think this. This is why I think that. Oh, well, I can kind of see your point, you know? Instead of fuck you.
That's how it should all be. Get the separation, man. Just don't. Like, we're in this world together, let alone this country. Like, I don't understand why we got to be so divided.
Because got to sell Viagra.
Yeah, fair.
This is the only thing.
You know what? I was laughing, actually. Speaking of that, I was laughing. I was telling my wife, he's like, Rogan's stealing our topics. Now, there's already not enough stuff to talk about. He was talking about why we don't go and help Mexico with their whole problem with the cartel. Did you see that? That they just had their election. They had 37 candidates get assassinated.
Yeah.
Candidates.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane, dude.
I know it is. And Kim wonders why I won't go to Mexico. I tell her I'm too white for Mexico.
Yeah, I'm good, dude. People, like, I saw too, because a lot of people, I was in Arizona, you know? So people would split down there all the time for, like, cheap dental work, what have you. And, yeah, people will get fucking medication, painkillers and everything. And everything I just saw is that, like, most of all of those pharmacies in Mexico, that's all just fentanyl. Like, cartel, they're there. Like, yeah, they're supplying it. It's in the pharmacy. Like, they're running the country. Like,
yeah. No, and that's good. Like, that's what Kim, like, her mom and them have went down there for dental work and, like surgeries and shit. And Kim's like, oh, we should go to one of these all-inclusive, like, vacay spots, right? Like, Sandals or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm too white. And now, especially, I'm getting skinny. At least when I was fat, I was, like, real low risk, right? Because no one was lifting my big ass to get in any trunk or van. You know, because none of those gangsters want to pay fucking workman's comp because someone pulled their back out trying to lift me in that van when I, you know, my old weight. But now... Now that I'm skinny, Matt, like, fucking, it's kind of dangerous for me.
You could get kidnapped now.
Yeah.
They probably would have just took your head before.
Yeah, exactly. Guaranteed. Now I'm going to actually suffer. Now they're going to fucking torture me. Before, you're right, they just whacked my head off. No pain, no gain, you know? And no, now I'm going to suffer because I'm skinny enough to throw in the back of a fucking van. At least with some, like, two, you know, get a buddy, some buddy tossing. Yeah. Yeah, dude, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm good, dude.
And how's that our problem to go fix? My only fear is that, like, it is going to continue to spill over the border and get further and further north if we don't do something.
Literally legalizing drugs.
You just said it, buddy. That's what you do. You decriminalize all drugs.
I mean, at this point, what's the difference? We already got parts of the country where they just let people do them anyways.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I don't even know if that's the answer. I don't know the answer. It's just they got a hold on our whole country, and that's insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how we allow that, but then we're just sending all this money to Ukraine and Israel and all these other countries. I just don't understand it, man. Let's take care of our own. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, I have a problem with sending up like all that money to Ukraine, everything. But like, I'll say that in a minute. But like, Mexico, like, if you get rid of like what they make money on, if you make it so like it could be made here, right? It could be produced here, or you could do it here, and then all of a sudden, like, you could tax it, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden, like, it doesn't have to be done illegally, and you just completely destroy their entire... I'm sure they'll find something else to do, but, like, drugs...
Yeah, no, actually. I don't know what the hell else they would do after that.
Fucking Legos.
Fucking for real. Shit, man. I'm sure they'd figure it out. They're
resourceful. Lego mules.
Yeah.
God, could you imagine being a Lego mule? Because a Coke mule, at least that shit, when you stick it up your ass, I imagine it has to... Like, a baggie of Coke, at least... Conform to your sphincter, but fucking Legos, that shit would hurt.
I love that. That's how you think they're getting it in. If you're doing any drugs in America, it was in someone's ass at some point.
Yeah. That sounds like a PSA if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Instead of when I was a kid, you probably remember the your brain on drugs where they crack the egg. This is your brain is.
Yeah,
it's just somebody going to the bathroom, coming out. Here you go.
Or the best one was like the kid, and Kim and I still use this phrase all the time over dumb shit. But the dad runs into the kid's room with his box, and he's like, "Where'd you learn how to do this? Where'd you learn this?" And it's about weed. And he's like, "I learned it from watching you, Dad." You ever see that one?
No, I never.
Oh, that's before your time? Oh, yeah. And so now Kim and I will do that same kind of shit about whatever. Kim, like, "Where'd you fucking learn to do this at?" And I'm like, "I learned it from watching you, Dad."
Shit, good thing I didn't see that. I probably wouldn't be doing half the shit. They showed me the wrong one. I like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
If I would have saw that one, I might have not went down the same path.
They didn't fucking know what they were getting me onto. They didn't realize I was their target audience.
Oh, shit. That's good.
Dude, you just got a like. What the fuck was that about?
I have no idea.
What the fuck just happened? Dude, you just got a like bubble come up on your phone.
I saw that too, but I don't even see a like button.
Dude, what the fuck is going on right now?
No.
Is my computer haunted?
TH like that one.
TH. Straight from TH. I knew you would come.
The almighty. Actually, on that note, I did see a video of Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about that. Like, he went through all that 36 pages that he originally, TH had originally sent him.
Yeah.
And he went through each thing and did, like, challenge him or say, like, "Well, there's too much not enough information for this," or whatever. And I don't know.
Well, TH didn't deny that. TH just said that he ghosted him after that.
No, that's what I'm saying. He ghosted him, right? But now, after that pod, now he put out a video, and he asked him to resend that, and he said he read all 36 pages, and he, like, literally each one, he, like, put little notes to of, like, "Well, this scientist believes this, but that was very controversial at the time," and whatever, that type of shit. Wow, he sounds so fucking intelligent. I love when we talk.
Fucking, I don't know if you know this, but NASA wants me to come work for them. Yeah, they said it's...
Musk is knocking on my doors.
They said as soon as I can pass the piss test, I'm in.
So you're fucked.
I'm fucked. Yeah. Never gonna happen. But the fact that they wanted me made me feel special.
Fair.
Listen, all I know is that tells me.
Go ahead.
I said, all that tells me is about old Neil deGrasse is that I'm one step closer to TH being right. And it's all going to shake out.
Just keep your faith, man.
All I
You'll be in that cryo chambers Joe Rogan fucking in soon, probably.
Dude, would you do a cryo chamber if it worked? Like, if they had already tested it on somebody, right?
Oh, you mean like an actual? I thought you were just talking about like
no, not cryotherapy, like Joe.
Yeah, see? Like the actual. Yeah, would come back fucking 50 years from now.
Yeah, and they said, yeah. And come back. But fuck 50 years. What's 50 years?
Well, yeah, whatever it is.
Well, I don't know, man. Technologies, I'm 45, and technology, man, it's fucking come a long way in my lifetime.
Nah, dude, I feel like since 2000, dude, it's just...
But I want robot prostitutes, so we're doing it in 100.
So... You don't want your own personal robot? You just...
Well, yeah, I don't want her to come home with me. I want to pay her. Yeah, because I'm not going to, like, if I have to be without Kim, I don't want to, I said once my once Kim's gone, I'm not ever getting married again. So I'm going to have a robot prostitute. In 100 years, I'll go in the cryo chamber. Bring me out in 100 years. Would you do that?
I mean, you're pretty much just saying you're leaving your family, though. So obviously I can do that. You in different realms. No kids, no nothing. I don't know. I mean, it'd be crazy. I mean, I guess that would be the only way you would see what the future holds. I don't fucking know if I want to know what the future holds, dude. Honestly. I think I want to be done.
You come back and it's like Idiocracy. And then you're really fucked. Real. Like, this was a bad mistake. Fucking water. Everybody, all the grass is getting watered with fucking Gatorade.
God's got more electrolytes. that Gatorade water.
Yeah.
Water, it's got more electrolytes in it.
Hey, let me ask you this, though. All right. Wait, what was I saying? Gatorade. Fucking fog brain, dude.
You good?
No, we're talking about fucking cryo chamber. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Let's say like a deadbeat dad, right? Mm-hmm. Does it, right? To get out of child support. He's like in 100 years, everyone's going to be dead anyways. So that no way. Like, can you imagine like what you're like if they still try to hit you for that like back child support plus like interest? Like the first day. Like the first day you come out the cryo chamber, right? Thinking you're smooth, like you've just been like your smooth criminal, right? You just got away from everything. And they fucking arrest you for being like $2 billion fucking behind in child support because you haven't paid plus compounding interest.
Oh, it'll be fucking miserable.
So then they're like, oh, well, now it's like fucking Demolition Man. So we actually freeze you now for prison. So they fucking, you got to be refrozen.
Oh, shit, like you were saying that, dude, Demolition Man, that's, I don't know, we're not too far off, man. Everyone wearing moo-moos and their I can't even say the word, jeez. fluid, there you go.
You know, I wonder about that, because you know they have to have sex with, like, the little head things in Demolition Man?
Yeah.
So what do they do for like orgies? Do they like have like a multi-plug one in? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like the old like school when you have to port all of the controllers by the special like adapter.
Like a fucking power strip.
Orgies.
Just asking for a friend.
It's something you're worried about already. I feel like you've already thought about this. You're already saying, I feel like this already crossed your mind when you're paying child support. Just getting all the facts.
I'm just saying, if I happen to go, I need you to, a couple of journals I need you to get rid of.
Damn, you got hard copy paper fucking evidence? I was thinking more like your search history.
No, man. I had to draw the schematics. This plan had to be foolproof.
Oh, shit.
Dude, you never know, man. Maybe, you know, you're out at a fancy dinner at Taco Bell. And, you know, you meet some people. And all of a sudden, y'all want to go back to your place and connect into your orgy strip. Is that what it's going to be called? An orgy strip?
Orgy strip. That's its only function.
That doesn't. Yeah, that's it. That's all it's for.
But maybe though, I bet you it'll be the same cord though. The same adapter. By then, we'll have that solved.
Wait, check this out. Check this out. At like swingers parties, do they just throw their headsets into a bowl? And then you grab, like, you scrap someone else's headset out. And then what happens then? Like, all of a sudden, like, accidentally you and Chuck eat each other's headset? And then all of a sudden, are you going to Pride together? I'm confused. Like, a lot of shit is going down in Devolution, man, that I'm not aware of. And I need a backstory.
And you're still eating rat, too, if that was a thing. I remember that.
Yeah. Wasn't that in that, shit, did you ever see, isn't that from that show Future Man? Did you ever see that on Hulu?
No, I never did.
Oh, yeah.
I don't eat rat,
and it was a delicacy. Eating rat was a delicacy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, straight out of the fucking sewer. They were sewer people. Weird-ass show. I loved it, but it was a weird-ass show.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. I remember seeing that one. Yeah, in the tunnels. Fucking, you remember that? The fucking them living in the tunnels in Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know if they still are.
Oh, probably. Yeah, they still are. And you know what
that's fucking wild, dude.
Do you know what they do to clear that shit out?
What?
Like when they, like, diplomats and stuff are coming?
Yeah.
They flood it.
Shut up.
Yeah, they flood it to get people out, but people drown in it all the time because they don't give them, like, a warning.
Yeah.
They flood it to get everyone to leave, and then some people don't leave, so they drown.
That's nuts, dude. But shit, I mean, gosh, yeah, there's a question for you. How do you, what do you do? They already do that, right? Like, California has, like, a terrible homeless problem.
Oh, yeah.
But then same thing, right? They had, like, diplomats come, and they just cleared it all up. Cleared up the whole encampments, all of it. Where the fuck are they going? What are they doing with them?
Well, I'm going to answer that question because I haven't think of an answer to it, but I got to tell you, I learned something just right this very instant.
What's up?
I'm obviously the fun one of the two of us because I'm sitting over here talking about orgy strips and Taco Bell. And you come with some, and you come alongside and slap me in the face with some fucking homeless, where the homeless going in California.
You brought it up. You were saying they were getting drowned. That was fun.
For some people, it may be. I don't know. It's like chicken fighting, drowning homeless people. Some people are kind of like here on the same level. Fuck. No, I think, oh my God. Oh, I feel terrible. I'm drowning homeless people. I think what's going on is, I'm telling you what they're doing. They're doing, probably doing like a lot what Salt Lake is doing, actually doing for real to actually help them. But I think is they're putting them up in like these like abandoned hotels and motels. Like, oh, they have people coming. Oh, well, we'll just shove them in here for a night. Let them sleep in sleeping bags on the floor.
And they just kick them out.
And then they just kick them out. Like, oh, everybody's got to clear out.
I mean, I guess that is, if they did those encampments, I mean, how fast would they deteriorate? Although, yeah, I did hear that they were doing that in Salt Lake.
Well, yeah, but in Salt Lake, they're doing it as like a good thing. Like, the city's buying a bunch of those.
Well, yeah, I thought they were like building them and shit too.
Yeah, both.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like they're little.
Yeah, they're turning them into like little one bedroom efficiencies to get them off the street to help get them an address so they can get a job.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good fucking plan. Like,
hell, at least it's a plan, dude. Because I don't know. They're bad out here too. Real bad.
Hey, for all that. for all, well, for shit, I saw what it cost to live out there in those fucking hills of Montana. You got to be fucking slinging gold out of fucking
one of those
oil thingies.
Yeah, I don't understand the cost of living, honestly.
Neither do I.
Like, why is it so cheap in Ohio?
Have you ever been to Ohio, buddy?
I never have.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason. Nobody wants
to. But if it made MGK, I'm sure it's not a great place.
we made the fucking Paul Brothers. But we also made Holly Berry, and that was a good one. She's hot. There's a lot of famous people. Drew Carey.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, Drew Carey. Yeah.
Come on. Rocks. I mean, I think we just locked it up. You got the host of the wheel. Not the wheel, Price is Right. Oh,
Price is Right.
Wheel's getting a new host. That's when you know. That's when you know you're old. I'm getting excited about the wheel getting a new host. I'm like, oh, who's taking over for Pat Sajak?
Yeah, Pat Sajak.
You know who it is, don't you?
No.
It's the dude. He used to host Idol.
Seacrest?
Yeah.
Shut up. Really?
I'm pretty certain. See, if we had one of our ladies as our producer, they could be looking this up right now and feeding us this information.
Now we're just putting out fake news.
This could be the most inaccurate podcast you will ever listen to.
For real.
And I guarantee it, or my name is not Matt Beers.
Oh shit, yeah. This is a scattered one.
Oh, is that a problem for you? Because
I don't know.
I'll organize it. I'll put it in alphabetical order.
Hell no. That's for the best. Like you said, you're trying to be fun, and I brought up homelessness. Yeah. What are you going to solve the problem?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, life is. We're having a lot of fun over here. And Matt's like, yeah, you know. Poor people in Africa get AIDS every day. Yeah. Yeah, this guy. Kim and I have this code every time she's going to tell me a story that is going to start off sounding fun and exciting, right? We'll call that the Matt Pierce of the story. And then she does like this roller coaster down thing because it's going to turn shit. We'll call that the Matt Mondragon part of the story.
Fair.
We're riding real high here, and Matt's like, yeah, sometimes I kick dogs because it's
cute. Yeah, well.
Everyone's brings everybody.
It's all about balance, man. It's curves and cycles.
Yeah. TH is always here with us. He always shows up.
He is, man. You gotta be a rascal.
Yeah, he is always watching. You gotta be a rascal. Fuck, man. I think that's the best place to end it right there. You gotta be a rascal.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Hell yeah. Good times, man. Hell yeah.
Good times, man. I'm glad we finally got this done this week.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be more prepared next week. It'll be better.
We will. And this is going to be a banger. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I didn't hate it.
You've been listening to Nothing Else Matters with Matt and Matt. Two dudes with some serious opinions. No PhDs in anything. But you can bet your ass they're having fun. And seeing how you made it to the end, you're now one of us. We hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we had doing it. So make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on TikTok at Nothing Else Matters Pod. Y'all be cool, like we know you will. And see you next time on Nothing Else Matters.